Welcome to Ape TV. I'm your host, B. Ridiculous, and I'm here with Sam K, CMO of Animal Concerts. How are you doing today, sir?
Hey, I'm doing well, thanks. How about yourself?
I'm great, man. I'm super excited. I'm super stoked for this IAO that just passed. And yeah, you guys are just amazing, man. Everything behind it, music. I'm a huge music lover, and I'm just glad to have you guys on the show.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm super blessed to be working with you guys. You guys have been so amazing in helping us get to where we're at today. And I'm excited to dive in here.
Sweet, man. All right, so let's kick it off. Animal Concerts streams interactive metaverse concerts, enabling established and emerging artists to deliver amazing next generation fan experiences. This is huge. Being a musician myself, this is next level. And seeing the roster of artists you guys already have is just jaw-dropping. I'm very glad to have you guys on as the latest IAO. Super excited, man. And I would love to hear the story of how Animal Concerts came to be.
Yeah. So almost predates my time. But like I've been with the team since for the last year. And you know, through that journey, it sort of started from one of our OG founders who loves concerts, has been a part of concerts, put on his own concerts, had bands and whatnot. And also just had a passion for animals. And, you know, as like a vegan and like really, you know, focused on in that instance of like wanting to support the planet and support our animal ecosystem, which then led to, you know, of course, a little bit of a crypto boom in the sense of him supporting that and being and participating in that space. And this is what led to Animal Concerts, if you can see the sort of almost three-way route of thinking about it, animals and the tokens. And yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you know, us apes, we love all animals and definitely welcome anybody to the jungle that wants to work with us. And it's just, I'm just blown away, man. You know, looking at your website, I'm super stoked for it. Super excited. Yeah. How did the partnership come to be with ApeSwap? Like, how did you guys reach out, or like, how did that happen?
You know, so I think that was from my memory. Colin had reached out. They had engaged with you guys on a one-to-one, and our other guys and myself was included at a later time as well. But from my memory, it was just connecting with you guys and telling you a little bit about our plans. We had a pretty big raise that we were looking to do, and you know, when we dug under the hood, you know, ApeSwap was one of the leading IDO, IAO type of platforms, so it only made sense. and I think you could now show that factually, just by looking at how successful our raise was together, right?
Yeah, it was an amazing raise,
and the current liquidity currently, and volume, in the DEX.
Yeah, it was huge, man. Like, how does it feel? Like, it's all said and done. Yes, your farm's up, your pool's up. Like, what are the feelings? I know the nerves had to be hitting that day.
Yeah, still hitting for sure. It feels great. It can't not feel great when you've been working so hard to get to this position, right? Yeah. We had, we had pushed our original TGE date from January 26th. So then that was the best decision we could have ever made for our business. So it's amazing to see how the market, specifically Bitcoin's price action, has helped Animal Concerts, because the markets were bleeding the week, which is why we primarily delayed, and you know, grew to be coming on at least a little bit of an upward trajectory now into our TGE and beyond. Yeah. So we couldn't have timed it any better.
Yeah, it was perfect timing. Yeah, that's, I've noticed with the market and DeFi, like you see it slow down a little bit when there's a downtrend. And yeah, I'm just glad to, you know, we're able to help you guys out. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Animal Concerts provides metaverses and NFTs along with the concert. So like how does that actually break down?
Yeah, so I guess, you know, you can think of Animal as, you know, Animal Entertainment, because we have almost multiple facets of our business. So in this instance, you're talking about NFTs. So today we just announced an article that dropped with Cointelegraph, and that announced our, 50,000 piece NFT drop to accompany the single of a new song with Billy Ray Cyrus and Snoop Dogg called A Hardworking Man. And it's a really cool song. It's awesome to see like where it's going to end up going. And, you know, I'm excited to see exactly how that collection, I guess, will play out in the pretty near term.
Yeah, the NFT, like audios and like albums, it's new, right? So I think it's great. And I think a lot of artists should actually think about this. Like, I seen Kanye West say something about, like, I'll never do an NFT, but if you do an NFT, you own everything.
Yep.
You know, so it makes so much sense. Don't be scared of it.
And, you know, so the NFTs in that sense are looking to have more collaborations with artists. So we are super excited to announce our next NFT collaboration, which is with Alicia Keys. And so we are also doing a collaborative NFT drop with her, which is going to be, you know, an exclusive set drop. It's going to be physical and digital NFTs. And there's going to be a whole lot of amazing unlocks and utilities behind them. So think virtual meet and greets, access to live concerts, the metaverse concerts, etc. So there's a lot of amazing ideas that's coming from this, and that's sort of the one facet of the business. Then you you know, you transition into your second point, which was on the metaverse, and that's essentially just bringing our artists into metaverse environments and actually doing concerts. So whether that be, you know, a still concert that is watched repeatedly over time, and you just put it in a standstill environment that someone can watch and pay in a perpetual way. So all of a sudden you've got this whole new revenue stream that's indefinite in perpetuity for an artist. But then you also have other parts of selling that. So I'm really excited of the concerts and doing live streaming. So trying to get, and just exactly like what Justin Bieber did last year, right? Of you know, putting on a green suit and performing, and people watched, and it got a pretty good uptick. But we're gonna do it in a whole other, much more crazier way, decentralized, and on our own metaverse concert stages that we've built on the Unreal 5 engine. So, you know, we've been building in the background as well for what's more to come.
I'm super bullish on that. It's just amazing, especially with like how COVID was. I mean, I guess in some ways it still is kind of keeping people away from going to large gatherings. So, I mean, even if COVID never happened, I'd probably still do this.
Yeah, I'm excited for sure. It's especially because it's like TGE week, and you know, TGE was Tuesday. You know, we just did Nelly yesterday for NFT LA, and tonight we have Paul Oakenfeld. So, you know, there's an awesome lineup right now, of more animals hitting the stage.
Sweet, man. Nelly, you're taking me back to my high school year. I love Nelly, man. Everything you guys are doing so far, I'm super bullish on, like Alicia Keys. I seen you have Busta Rhymes in there as well. That's actually leading to the next question. Like, who are your core artists?
Core artists meaning like artists that are actively working with us right now.
Yep.
So like Alicia Keys. So you know, we're gonna be, as I mentioned, doing the albums with, and or the NFT drops with, just after we've already done a physical concert with her, which was amazing and captured so well. We will, and then of course Billy Ray Cyrus and Snoop Dogg. So you know, we have the you know, we own a portion of rights to that song, and that's sort of how we're interested to see how that model shapes up. But those two are other active artists that we're working with right now. You can say Nelly as well, because we just literally less than 12 hours ago just hosted him on stage, which was pretty fun. So yeah, there's quite a few artists as well that we're speaking with to start closing the door, but I'll save that for the announcements.
amazing. I have a quick sub question to that same question. So how would a small musician with no agent or label deliver an experience on Animal Concerts?
Like anybody can. You have to sort of have an audience, right?
Yeah.
It's really important. Otherwise, the audience has to come from us, and we don't have a big enough audience right now.
Yeah. That's completely understandable. So
right?
That was it's pretty much just a question for me, mm-hmm. Or 18-year-old me. Like, you know, how would you reach out, and pretty much, or is there a system in place for smaller artists?
Right. Yeah. No, I definitely we will be. Like, so if anything, it's not if, it's when.
Yeah.
But one thing at a time, we have to show proof of concept. And the best way to do that is to start from the top.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. And, you know, as an example, we have our partnership with Clayton. So Clayton is, you know, Korea's largest blockchain, you know, owned by the Kakao Group. And they're going to be helping us on minting some of our NFTs as well with the Alicia Keys drop. We're going to be one of Clayton's, you know, primary go-to partners in helping them bring K-pop into the metaverse.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
K-pop. Yeah. I've actually heard quite a bit of K-pop in the last few years.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. All music is interesting. Like when I talk to somebody that says they don't like this kind of music, I'm like, well, you just didn't listen to enough of it.
Yeah.
You know, because like there's got to be an artist in a certain genre that you would like. It's just, mm-hmm. you know, some people are just a little stubborn with that.
Yep, exactly.
All right. So now in the services tab on your website, you guys work with numerous management teams and brands. Would you like to go over any of those?
Yeah, I mean, so we're working with a lot of interesting partners right now. I think that's a big part of like Animal Concerts ecosystem. It's building with partners. And that's why, you know, we have so many great partners like ApeSwap, you know, Clayton, Polygon, Network, which is an amazing virtual world, you know, that supports a watch to earn token system, which is really interesting for the utility of the coin.
Yeah.
A whole new way of unlocking staking systems, right?
Yeah.
So you know, we've also got a partnership with Ferrum, where we're going to be announcing, you know, in the next week our staking plan with them. So there'll be some specific tiers and some great APYs behind them. So you know, in sense of partners and brands, like it really spans, to be honest, with the artists. We're really working with their record labels a lot of the times, right? So those are essentially the brands that we work with in that instance then.
Amazing. Yeah, it's already like a huge ecosystem, I see.
Yeah.
I love it, man. Now your guys' token, the animal token, can you go over the tokenomics on that? And
yeah, so I mean, so at our seed level, I believe it was 100 million tokens. And that was about 0.8% of our like token allocation. And then private A, about 8.5%. Private B was 15.5%. So that was, that's also with 18 months linear vesting. And there's no cliff. So 10% and 10% on the TGE. And then to the public was 5.9%. So that equates to, you know, well over 700 million tokens. There's a 6 months linear per block vesting for that as well. The team and advisors, you know, have a 3 month cliff. So no team receives any tokens, and also have 15 months linear per block vesting. There's a treasury of about 14%, marketing about 13%, you know, reserve of about 16%. Reserve has a, you know, six month cliff to it as well. So, you know, there's no funny business or anything. It's all straightforward.
Nice, man. Is ApeSwap currently the only platform you could stake your token on, or do you have any other ones right now?
That's at the moment. We have PancakeSwap. So PancakeSwap just went live today.
Okay.
Amazing,
man. What can users look forward to, like, in terms of a roadmap for the rest of the year and possibly into 2023 from you guys?
So for the rest of the year, you can expect, you know, of course, more NFT drops. So NFT drops with multiple artists. We're going to be doing many a metaverse concerts once we start finally getting it on stage and getting the right construct and configuration sorted, because it is still a new space. VR enabled metaverse environments is still a new space.
Yes.
So there is still unlocks that need to still be happened at the technological layer. So that's another whole argument and conversation in and of itself. So we're going to be continually building on our engines and starting to host concerts, sharing more utility around with the token so that, you know, we continue to show value of why we're sort of in it for the long haul. It's going to be an interesting rest of the ride as we continue to also host many in-person concerts as well.
Yeah. I can't wait to see the next couple of NFT drops. I'm super pumped for the Alicia Keys one, and I'm super pumped for it.
Yeah.
And when you said Unreal 5, like, you're using Unreal 5 to, like, design the metaverses, I'm hyped for that for sure.
It's going to be great. It takes some time. Nonetheless, time well spent.
Yeah, definitely. Dude, it was great having you. You want to go ahead and plug your socials? You guys have a Discord, Telegram?
Yeah, so you can find us on Animal Concerts on Discord, which is our main discussion channel. So we have, you know, all the moderators. If you ever have any questions, we're normally around there 24/7. I'm always in there. You can find our main announcements on our announcement channel, which is on Telegram. And of course, Twitter and Instagram. We're in all the main spots. I'm continually on some Twitter spaces coming up this week. So you can catch me and call in our CEO there soon.
Amazing. Sweet, man. This was a very informative. I loved hearing about the project, and I can't wait to get into some metaverse concerts.
Thanks. Appreciate the time.
Yeah. Appreciate your time, man. Have a great day.
Yeah. And you take care.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.